Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another weekly edition of the Money Girl podcast. My name is Laura Adams, and I'm your host. My mission here is to help you live rich and love the journey. I'm excited about today's topic because building credit is a really important part of having a healthy financial life. It's one of those topics that doesn't really get taught in high school unless you're fortunate enough to have a personal finance class in high school. It's pretty rare these days. Even in college, as a finance major, it's not something that's taught. It's kind of like you have to learn it by trial and error, or you have to seek out the information by reading a book or listening to a podcast like this. The problem is there are many myths and misunderstandings about credit that can actually backfire and end up hurting your finances. So if you are interested in saving money, paying less for many different types of products and services, this show is for you. Building credit is not just about preparing for an upcoming purchase like getting a mortgage. It's really something you want to maintain over your entire life. So I hope you enjoy this episode. We're going to cover 12 myths. And these are not the only myths out there, but there are some big ones that I think we need to clarify. This is episode number 534, called 12 Credit Myths and Truths You Should Know. As always, you'll find the notes for this and every show with links to the resources that I mentioned. And I'm going to give you a lot of resources in this episode in case you're interested in learning more about credit. And you'll also find the full archive of podcasts in the Money Girl section over at quickanddirtytips.com. So the first myth that we need to debunk is your personal information affects your credit. This is absolutely not true. If you've heard a rumor that credit scoring is discriminatory or that it uses information from your social media accounts, that is dead wrong. Your credit scores are calculated using data in your credit reports that are with the nationwide credit agencies like Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. There is personal information in your credit reports, but it's limited to your name, your current and previous addresses, your social security number, birth date, and if there's public information about you, like a lien against you or a bankruptcy, that's going to be in there too. Your credit files never, ever include your race, gender, marital status, education level, religion, political party, or income. Federal law prohibits credit scoring from taking those types of factors into account. Myth number two. Your income affects your credit scores. The truth is that there is no connection between how much you earn and your credit scores. Since lenders and credit card companies typically ask your income on a credit application, having a high income certainly works in your favor, but it's just one way they evaluate you. As I previously mentioned, your credit reports don't include income, and credit bureaus don't have access to your income sources. You can have excellent credit scores no matter if you're employed, unemployed, receiving government assistance, or how much or little money you make. Of course, losing your job or business income could severely affect your ability to pay your bills on time, and that is a major factor in your credit scores. Myth number three, using a debit card helps build credit. The truth is that debit and credit cards may look alike, but that's where the similarity ends. While using a debit card is convenient for making everyday purchases, they do not help you build credit, because your bank activity is not listed on your credit report. Only credit accounts are listed on your credit report, and your bank account is not a credit account. Myth number four, canceling credit cards boosts your credit. This is one that drives me crazy. I hear people say, oh, I'm going to get serious about building my credit, so I'm just going to close all my credit cards. That's actually the worst thing that you can do. Closing a credit card that you've had for several years or one that has a high credit limit can especially hurt your credit. A major factor in your scores is how much you owe relative to your credit limits. That's called your credit utilization ratio. So when you close a credit card, what you do is drastically reduce your available credit limit. but you still have the same amount of outstanding debt. So that throws the ratios off and it makes your utilization ratio skyrocket, and that can make your credit scores plummet immediately. If you're not using a credit card, a better option is to keep your account active by using it to make a small purchase a few times a year. The length of your credit history is also a factor. So if you're determined to get rid of credit cards, and maybe that is the right decision for you if you cannot manage them properly, if you need to close them, close the newest ones first and do it slowly over time, maybe closing one a year or one every 6 months. Myth number five. You share credit with a spouse. The truth is that your credit history and your scores never ever get merged with someone else's, even when you're married. That's why it's important to build your own credit as an individual. If you have a spouse with bad credit, that can affect your ability to get a joint loan or a joint credit card, but their bad credit can't taint your credit file. However, if you become an authorized user on someone else's card, the payment history on that account may also get reported on your credit file. So, for instance, if you are an authorized user of a spouse's credit card and that spouse does not pay the bill, that negative information may get passed on to your credit report. If you're interested in learning more about why credit scores can drop, check out show number 467 called Five Lesser Known Reasons Why Your Credit Scores Drop. Myth number six, kids can't have a credit report. The truth is that kids should not have a credit report, but they can if they've become the victim of identity theft or if they've been added to a credit card as an authorized user. Parents should check by contacting each of the credit bureaus at least once a year to make sure there is no information in their child's name. If there is, that is definitely fraudulent, and you want to dispute that activity right away. Unfortunately, children are an easy target for cybercrime. So be sure to never give your children's social security numbers to any organization or person unless it's required. And if you must reveal it, ask if you can just share the last four digits. If you have a young child who is ready to start building credit, maybe they're in college, you might want to check out show number 437 called How to Build Credit with a Secured Credit Card. Those are great tools for young people. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org. Hey there, I want to tell you about one of my favorite podcasts, Freakonomics Radio. Every week, host and best-selling author Stephen Dubner dives into the hidden side of business, economics, and so much more. He interviews CEOs, historians, and Nobel laureates to explore all kinds of topics, like why the best employees can make the worst bosses, and how whales went from being economic engines to environmental icons. If you're a curious person looking to better understand the world around you, you'll find everything you're looking for on Freakonomics Radio. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, back to our myths. We're on number seven. You must carry credit card debt to build credit. Ooh, I hate this one. This is a terrible myth. The truth is that you never need to carry credit card debt to improve your credit. It's true that you must have credit accounts and use them to build credit. However, you can pay them off in full each month. That's the best strategy to use credit cards. You can avoid paying interest and build credit at the same time. If you do need to carry a balance from month to month, I don't recommend it, but if you do, you can also build a positive credit history if you just pay the minimum payment on time. So go ahead and use a credit card or two. Just make sure that you pay it off every month. To learn more, you might want to check out podcast number 408 called How Many Credit Cards Should You Have for Good Credit? Myth number 8. You only need good credit if you plan to carry debt. Well, the truth is that your credit affects your finances even if you never borrow money. It's used as a tool to evaluate you and set rates for several different industries and products. For instance, if you've got black marks on your credit history, that could cause you to be turned down for a job. With your permission, a prospective or current employer can pull your credit report. They can't look at your credit scores, but they can see a portion of your credit report. Having bad credit can keep you from getting approved to rent an apartment or a home. It also means you may have to pay higher security deposits for things like power, cable, internet, and mobile phone accounts. Additionally, credit is a big factor in the rates that you're quoted for both auto insurance and home insurance in most states. So depending on where you live, having poor credit means that you could actually pay more than double what someone with excellent credit pays for the exact same insurance policy. If you want to learn more about this, check out The Truth About Credit and Insurance Rates. That's podcast number 415. Myth number 9, every bill you pay helps build credit. Unfortunately, not all the bills that you pay affect your credit scores, or maybe that's fortunately. For instance, payments to small companies, individuals, and local services, maybe for things like rent, pest control, or a storage unit, typically do not show up on your credit report. That's because the credit bureaus have pretty strict requirements about who can report consumer information to them. And in many cases, it's just not feasible for small businesses to do it. If a merchant does not report payment information to the credit bureaus, then your payment history with that company can't affect your credit scores. However, if you don't pay up and they turn your account over to a collections agency, that's another story. Collection companies typically do report information to the credit bureaus on accounts that they acquire. Myth number 10, checking your credit hurts your score. The truth is that pulling your own credit report never hurts your score. It's called a soft inquiry, and it does not ding your score no matter how often you request it. There are different inquiries called hard inquiries. These are the ones that are made by lenders or credit card companies when you apply for a new credit account. Those inquiries do reduce your credit scores slightly in the short term. So don't be shy about getting your credit reports. The official credit site is annualcreditreport.com. You don't get your credit scores on your credit reports, but they're still really important to check because it's the best way to catch any fraudulent activity and know if you've become the victim of identity theft. For more information on how to review your credit reports, monitor them, repair them, and build your credit, check out my Credit Score Survival Kit. It's a multimedia tutorial I created that includes a video, audio, and ebook that teaches you 3 smart and legitimate strategies to build excellent credit and where to go to get your credit scores for free. The kit is free. You can just text me to get it. Text the phrase credit score with no space to the number 33444. And you can also find it on my tools page at lauradadams.com. Myth number 11, you have one credit score. Well, the truth is that you have hundreds of credit scores. While some of them are more popular than others, like FICO and VantageScore, you may have heard of those. There are literally hundreds of credit scoring models in use. Plus, companies can use their own algorithms based on what they sell. For instance, insurers typically use what's called a credit-based insurance score. Each scoring model is a little different. They use a different scale of numbers. Some of them even use letters to score you, which is why the actual score is not as important as whether your rating is trending up, flat, or trending down. So even if you hit the top of one score, you may not for others. What you want to watch is that your score is improving over time. And our last myth, number 12, closing a credit account erases its history. The truth is that closing a credit card or paying off a loan does not make it go away. It does not just disappear. So don't think that you can go unnoticed by simply canceling an account where you've made late payments or had it go to collections. All the information related to a credit account with negative information stays on your credit report for 7 years. If an account only has positive information, you get to keep it even longer. Any accounts with just positive information remains in your file for 10 years. I hope you've enjoyed learning about these myths. They're certainly not the only ones out there, but I thought 12 was a good number to bring you today. If you have a money question or suggestion for a future show topic, send me an email by using the contact page at lauradadams.com. And another great place to ask a question and interact with a really great group of people is my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. And one more thing before we go that I'd really like to help you with is getting out of debt. If you made a resolution to get out of debt this year or have a goal to do it, I really want to help you. I don't want you to miss my new online class called Get Out of Debt Fast, a proven plan to stay debt-free forever. It's a comprehensive class that you can take at your own pace. You get lifetime access to it, and it's really going to help you take control of your finances. You'll come away with a clear debt reduction plan to eliminate credit cards, student loans, medical bills, mortgages, or any debt that you owe, even if you don't have extra money to pay them off faster. To learn more and get an 85% off discount, just text Debt Course, DEBTCOURSE, to that same number, 33444, and I'll send you an email that gives you 85% off. That brings the cost of the course under $30 for a limited time. Check it out, and I'll see you in class. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.